Coming to you live from SoCal, California. It's been a while since my last podcast, and there's been some reasons. For those of you who have read, excuse me, listened to the podcast on Officer Down, Shots Fired, there were two episodes on that. There was going to be two more. Unfortunately, I pulled the episodes off my podcast after having spoke to the officer in question, and for sensitive information I can't go into, there will be no further episodes on that case. We're going to turn our attention back to COVID since that's where I get most of my hits, and that's where everybody wants information. You've got numbers at the wazoo. You can go online and see all sorts of goofy graphs. You can listen to the pundits on TV and Dr. Fauci. But I'm going to give you the down and dirty on COVID. In the United States, we've reached about 44% of people vaccinated, and that means at least one Johnson and Johnson, which is one and done, Moderna or Pfizer. Kids are still running around with a little mask on. So here's my point now. We were at war, a world war. We still have some cleaning up to do. We can't declare victory, but we got to pull our head out of our orifice and start acting more normal. In medicine, we call CYA medicine, or cover your rear end so nothing happens. So the guy that comes in with chest pain, yeah, we're going to send him to the ER, and yeah, they got to work him up, and yeah, they got to do troponin and serial EKGs and rule him out, or otherwise, he does have a heart attack and they miss it, then they're stuck and they're liable. So the same thing, you've got every state governor either dropping restrictions or keeping restrictions. Stupid things are like Governor Cuomo putting people who are with the disease with other people who are vulnerable. That's just ignorant. And for whatever political purposes, he did that or hid it or whatever. That's just an idiot. Obviously, you're not going to bring this disease to people who are vulnerable who are not vaccinated. But if you've been vaccinated, you've had your two shots, or you've had your Johnson shots, and you've waited the time and you have an immunity, go back to your life. I was just on my car driving, went to Lowe's and walked through the store, and I just like, what is this? This is like, it's normalcy. People been going to Costco for the last, 6 months with no problem. But, still making kids wear masks at school when they're running outside. They're wiping down the slides. Get over it already. The kid's chances of having a serious infection is minimal and minuscule. We cannot reach perfection. Living is a choice of taking chances. And if you want to keep your kid out of school, then keep your kid out of school and homeschool. But it's time for the schools to open, the teachers to get off their butts and go back to school. And they've been vaccinated, so go back to school and teach us. These kids are falling further behind. The devastation that's being caused by their interpersonal skills or social skills or social interaction is 10 times worse than having the flu for a couple of days and being sick. The chances of a kid dying from COVID is so small, it's incredible. The chances of someone having and catching COVID after a vaccination is less than 0.1%. It's 0.007%. People that are still, there was some clerical dude from a Texas hospital that he wants to wait for more data. He wants to wait for more data. And he's in the clinical position, but he's walking in, up and down the halls. It's like, get the freaking vaccine. It's like, what are you waiting for? This is so stupid. Stick your arm out. I can tell you, I couldn't wait to get my first shot. I got a Pfizer shot. I was off staff, hadn't been on staff in the hospital, but they honored the fact that I had been on the staff for 30 years. So I slipped in. And I can tell you the chance when it came 3 weeks later to get my second dose, I actually had like a mini anxiety attack just going over there. Not because I was afraid of getting the shot, I was afraid of not getting the shot. It's like something ran out, my name wasn't on the list, something like that. I couldn't wait to get the second shot. I wanted to get back to my life. And you got people out there say, well, we're going to wait for more time. We're going to wait, until the CDC, it's like, is millions of doses been given? The side effect is minimal. This is not investigational medicine. There's so much stupidity on these internet talk and tweet and Twitter crap. They talk about censorship of social media. They just cut all that crap. It's like, we're there. We're there. Herd immunity, or you're going to get it by just letting kids go back to school. If they pass it around and get it and they get sick a little bit and they go back to school, that's probably the best thing that could happen. It's like any other virus or rotavirus that comes along. You get it, you get sick, you can't get back in school. If you've had COVID and you get the injection, you're going to have a reaction. My daughter had it. She got sick for a little bit. I put her on some medicine. She got better. It's because when you get a COVID shot, you're getting particles of the protein. If you never had COVID, your body looks at that and goes, what's that? I think I'll make some antibodies to that. But they don't have like a whole store of F-14s, F-15, 16s, whatever, to attack it. So they're just got to start up factory and start cranking out antibodies to the shot. If you've had COVID, you got antibodies to the COVID. How long they last, I don't know. But I can tell you this whole nonsense about not going to the gyms and not going here and not going there and not opening this door and opening that store. Too much control for a governor. In California, Newsom's an idiot and he shouldn't be in his position. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's killing businesses. He's killing the economy. He's killing people's livelihoods. He's making stupid decisions. They're inconsistent and they're not even close to being scientific. So, kids, back to school. Teachers, get off your ass and go back to school and teach or quit. Stop going home and sucking down. You had. The Biden, she was doing all the talk. She's a doctor of online education. Woo-hoo, big deal. You don't refer to people as doctors when they have a, like Dr. Cosby, you got an ED in education. I have a patient who got a doctor in barbering. He doesn't walk around calling himself doctor. So doctor means you're a physician. So stop with the Dr. Biden crap. That's just like, just call her Jill, okay? Or the First Lady. That's what she is. And she takes all the talking for Joe because Joe can get in trouble and he's going to get in trouble with somebody if he says the wrong thing. So the country is in a wobbly state. I won't go political on you. I promise to stay away from that. And I violated it already, but it's just too obvious. It's just too ridiculous. You got Florida and California, New York and Texas. Everybody's got their own rules. Everyone's got their own confusion. So this is the quit the BS on the COVID vaccine. Go back to school, everybody, every state. The Hispanic community, the lower class, they're getting hurt the worst. They don't have internet. They don't have someone to guide them. They're taking snacks or eating. They're getting off their. They're falling behind. Their social skills are falling behind. They're bored. Their brain is going dumb. Every time we have kids on summer break, they lose their brain. Their brain goes into hibernation. And it takes 3 months to catch up for the 3 months that you just took off for summer vacation. It should be year-round school. You want to take 2 weeks off, but they got more excuses for sending kids home from school. They got teacher conference day, they got assembly day, they got this holiday, that holiday, summer break, winter break, spring break, gone is the day of Easter or Christmas, nothing religious, can't have that, even though the Christian calendar is front and forward. So yeah, I'm ranting and raving today because I just read all this stupidity. It's like, here's the lowdown. Here's the Dr. Dave lowdown. Kids, go back to school. Teachers, get off your butt and go teach. Hide behind all this plexiglass. If you're making it's like this is a joke. This is a stupidity. Kids on the playground trying to breathe and run with a mask on. Take the freaking mask off. It doesn't protect the kid unless you have an N95 that's so tight on your head I give you a migraine after 15 minutes. Because I do wear them because my patient population is traveling the world and they can bring me a surprise and I'm still 94 percent effective. So yeah, I wear a mask. I'm a doctor. I wear a mask. I'm not stupid. But I'm not going to wear it when my grandkids come over and when other people come over. I'm going to live my life because that depression that sets in when you can't hug your grandkids, you can't be around them, and you got everybody's have a mask on. People sit in different rooms. Cut the crap. We're there. Herd immunity will be gotten there much quicker when you open up the schools, open up the business. There's going to be losses. My gosh. If you want to read a book, 11-hour audiobook is called The Air Apaches, and it's about the 345 Air Group in the Pacific Theater. These are kids going to war. One in three were going not going to return home, and the other one in three were probably going to be burned, injured, or captive POW if they did come home at all. So we live in a world of odds. It's not perfect, but the damage that's being done to business, to the economy, stop sending out free money. We're printing money in the trillions and trillions and trillions. Nobody can get your head around how much money's going out. It's going out to the wrong people. $11 billion in California and unemployment, disability went out to the wrong people. Whoops. The government is totally ineffective. You want to watch a good program on History Channel? Watch 9/11 on Air Force One. You want to see the government in action? There you go. The FAA couldn't talk to NORAD. NORAD couldn't talk to the FAA. The FAA couldn't find out where the president was in the jet. The people on the jet wouldn't listen to the. You watch that. That's how government runs. That's how the FAA runs and NORAD runs and the White House runs, the post office and the DMV. And we're expecting the government to guide us through a pandemic. First of all, Fauci is a overrated, hasn't seen a patient in a million years. He's a media whore. Get him off the TV. I'm tired of looking at his mug and just dancing around all these questions and walking this back and walking that back. He's just playing a political game. So if you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. When I go to Lowe's, I wear a mask. I want other people to feel comfortable around me. I've got vaccinated. I'm okay. But I want them to feel comfortable around me. That's okay. That's my decision. Don't want to wear a mask? Don't wear a mask. Don't be a jerk and cough on people. But the time has come. You can listen to my podcast on the first, and that was the first dire warning. I'm the first one to call this a pandemic. And I bravely said this is going to go to at least 18 countries. Little did I know. But yeah, it's a pandemic. But the numbers are, and I'll guarantee you, as a physician telling you, they're overinflated. Anybody died of COVID, they want those numbers higher. That the government should not be restricting freedom, freedom of worship, freedom of practice, freedom of gathering. You can riot all you want. You don't have to go to jail. Everybody's out on no bail. Society's got a lot more problems than COVID. You got a lot more chance of getting shot or catch a stray bullet in some neighborhoods than you do dying of COVID. So that's my rant. I'm going to label this something around, cut the BS on COVID because that's what it is. It's just a continual circle of people that half of them don't know what they're talking about, and the other half are telling you conflicting data. Your head's got to be spinning. So don't look at all the graphs, don't look at all the people. The immunization rate, even if you had one immunization, we have 244,000, 244 million people have been vaccinated with at least one vaccination. That's a 70% chance on just one vaccination. So herd immunity is like, in a way, nobody knows what that number is. But to reiterate, open the schools, go back and teach, open the businesses, and stop printing money. You're killing. You got people that is cheap, it make more money sitting on their butt than going to work. Nobody can find an employee because we keep giving money away. We keep giving money. Give it to the small business, but the money is going to the wrong. Billions of dollars are going to the wrong. My little business got 23,000. Whoopee. That's payroll for a month, and California just squandered 11 billion to the wrong people, not the right people. So you can sit home and you can make a lot of money on disability. That's all extended, and that's not the issue. Open up free enterprise, open up to businesses, and let people go out and stop feeling like we're in the middle of World War II. So those were their generation. The generation now is a bunch of weak candy, snowflake, and I'll keep the other words to myself. But I'm getting tired of all this nonsense, and it's just babble, babble, babble. And it's more just to sell advertising and get clicks and get people scared. And so and so had COVID and they had a reaction. Big deal. You talk about millions of doses. My gosh, you can't even put million, that many people on a roller coaster at a ride and not have someone throw up on somebody. It's like, what do you expect? And these snowflakes, well, I want more information, more data. You wouldn't know how to read data if it was, imprinted on your forehead. So all these weenies that say, well, I want more information about the vaccine. Well, guess what? You got information. 244 million people have been shot with a vaccine in United States. No one's growing two heads, and no one's got, the prenuptial printed in their forehead of Bill Gates. So if you caught that one, you're up on the news. Okay, guys, I just want to do a little rant because that's all you guys want to hear about is COVID. I gave you a great police story, and look. What's the terminology? Lap Luxor or Luxor Lax? But it wasn't great. But anyway, I did a lot of research. On this one, I didn't do any research. I do have some numbers for you. If you love numbers, the cases in the United States are 32,228,003. Those are the cases. So people already had it, And the deaths are 574. 1,220. Divide that by 350 million times 100, and you'll get the percentage of people that died in the United States from it. The cases in the United States in the graph is going the last 30 days down, 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 and down. What do you think is happening? Deaths in the United States last 30 days down, down, down. So, total vaccines administered, 247 million vaccines administered. So, the percentage of people that have been vaccinated, Israel always on top. It's a smaller country, so they get bigger numbers. But 62.45% of people in Israel have been vaccinated. United Kingdom is beating us, or at 50.8% as of May 1st, and the United States is at 44%. So that means at least one vaccine doesn't mean both vaccines, but 50%. Add that another 20, 30% of the country already had it, either subclinical, which means very, very mild, if any, or had symptoms and thought it was a flu or they had a sinus infection. Like my daughter, she thought that she had a sinus infection. She had COVID, she recovered, her whole family recovered, young, healthy family. So let's get with it. Knock off this bubble boy stuff and get back to work. Have fun. God bless. Take care. And if I can learn how to shut this off, I'll be doing great. I think I added some music, so if it comes in, see if you like it. Bye.